Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're all certainly Leil Shishi and preparing, thinking about Shabbos Kodesh, but we're all also holding on to Hanukkah. Hanukkah energizes; it gives us a lot, and we were zeichet to 8 days of the mitzvahs of the menorah, of the tefillas, the special tefillas, the halal vaidah. I was thinking about Akar Satoiv, of course, on Hanukkah. We have Nachman's speeches. We have Nachman's Torah on Hanukkah was constant about making brachas. He said, "Shakol niyabedvare destroys Yavon." They see a Coke. They see the taste of Coke, and we also see Gishmak, good Coke. We make a shahakol. Connects us to Hashem. We see deeper and more. They just see a Coke, and that's it. It's an ends. A Yid says, "Shakol niyabedvare." The Rebbeinu Shlom created this. Wants me to have it, made it for me. There's purpose. There's so much more than the Coke. There's purpose. And the gratitude, specifically brachas, Reb Nachman spoke a lot. That was a shmui. He said, from a shahakol takes down yavan, Reb Nachman said. And there was a tremendous emphasis on the chizik and brachas. Of course, hakar satoiv. My father, Harinik Aparis Mishkava, he had a tremendous connection to the Chag of Hanukkah. He was born on Hanukkah. Hanukkah in the home, he pulled out his accordion twice a year. And once a year, every Hanukkah, that was like Pashat. Hanukkah, the accordion came out, and he had a kayach, he put away the accordion young, because he was learning Torah. We were told that Shiva, I never knew, Shelley Lang came and said he could have been professional. Told us by Shiva that he could have been a professional. He was very blunt of Shelley Lang, a childhood friend of my father. My mother told us by Shiva that he told my mother young, if we financially we struggle, I'll play for a band. That he had such a kayach. He told my mother, I'll play for a band if necessary. So Hanukkah was a very, very mekusher to Hanukkah. The yantar was always very special. And the midah he spoke about most in his life and perhaps was most outstanding was gratitude. Kar satoiv, noira kar satoiv. While he was in the hospital, the thank yous to every person that came in, an emistika, thank you, when he was in a coma and no longer here talking to anybody, each person who came in, each nurse and doctor, his mouth would move. It was pashut to my mother, to us, it was pashut. He was trying to say thank you. It was pashut. Everyone would come in. He wasn't conscious, but his mouth would move. My mother said to them, he's trying to say thank you to his pashut. That was like very ingrained, akar satoiv. I was thinking over Hanukkah about akar satoiv. For many years, I've noticed this, that gratitude and emunah are very linked. I've noticed it for years. And what I always assumed, I've said for years, we've spoken about the pasuk lahagid baboike chastecha v'emunascha v'aleilois. Thanking and emunah. And the two are incredibly linked, gratitude and emunah. I want to explain why. But I always explain the two that you can't have emunah unless you have gratitude. If a person absorbs, the Chaim Zavavis describes it. He says that part of emunah is Hashem's into me and he loves me. There's no faith and reliance if you don't know the basic fact that he's into you. We could have emunah and betachon. Hashem's very into me. So I'm gishmak. Hashem loves me. That's a basic. He has three tanayim for emunah, the Chayv Salvavus. Hashem's a kol yachol. He could do anything. He knows what's going on. He's aware. And he loves me. He's into me. So he loves me as much or more than I love myself. That's a basic fact for emunah and betachon. So gratitude is seeing and being aware that Hashem's into us. See, if you have gratitude, you're shayach temuna, and that is there's many like lahagid baboike chastech v'manas chabaleilois. There is keliyata vaydeka as gratitude. Thank you, Hashem. Eloikai midas adinare mimeka miroime mizemuna. You're miroime mikol mashava. You're smarter. So you need to have gratitude to have emuna. Of course, that's true. It's emes and true. I thought about over Hanukkah, you need emunah for gratitude. When I want to absorb, thank you Hashem for a can of soda. If somebody's hurting me, So thank you for a can of soda. Keep your soda and stop hurting me. Keep your soda. I don't want you thank you so much. I could picture like a teenager. If he's angry at you, you give him some, like roll his eyes. Keep your $10 and be, come on. You know, I'm mad at you. Thank you. You're going to pay me not to be mad? And be'emes, to absorb the chesed of Hashem, but we have nisyonos. It's an oilam hanisyon. We all go through our trials. We all have our challenges. I just was yoyred, the two things, and of course, to have emunah, you need to absorb gratitude. But the two have to go tzazamen. Keliatavai dekel lekairai mekko. Both things, they work, they're both true. The Rabban Shem works with us, it's true. The challenges, he's working with us. But he'll also send us chesed that allows us to absorb. He's into us and he loves us. And both things, we can live with both things. That he's into me and he cares about me and he loves me more than I love myself. So I was even in speeches, Hashem loves us. I get very, when things hit you, you have to ask why. When speakers say Hashem loves us, like, look, just cool, like, I want to leave the room. What's wrong? He said, it's true. It's not, you ever had a graduation and the principal, all the kids hate, says, I love the boys, and everybody's like nauseous. It might even be true, by the way. It might be this guy who screamed at us. It might be true, but none of us care because we don't feel your love. None of us care. The mamash doesn't matter. When we daven by marv, avoschal tas mimenu, Shem says in Avas Olam, he loves us. What we're praying is that we should experience his love. V'avoschal tasir mimenu means, please Hashem, we want to experience it. We want to be present to you. We know you love us. But v'avoschal tasir mimenu loylam, please Hashem, we want to be awake to that. That Hashem, somebody says Hashem loves us. I hear. That's not what we're saying, that he makes it clear we're capable of living in an eifin that we can experience that he's into us. That it's possible if we're but awake, that we could live an experience that he's into us. And that's an hakaras hatov, the gratitude. The Baal Shem has big time. You need the two have to go together, emunah and hakaras hatov. I saw in my tata when he was sick, he was mulling gratitude to Hashem that people, his sibers davening, I feel such an outpouring of love. And I couldn't believe it, but he was like living with that. He lived hakaras hatov. I feel so much love for my. I'm thinking, like, why would that's what you're noticing now? Like, and he was absorbing that. It needs emunah. Because if there are other things, that this is terrible, so then how do you notice that? The two things have to go tzazamen. If I have emunah on the difficulties, Hashem's working with me. He's working with me. Then I'm capable of absorbing the chesed that's here, and the chesed allows them one of both things tzazamen, to absorb. The Baal Shem had big tires on people amidst difficulty. He said, it's mamtik the din, because you're living a truth. When you absorb the kindness amidst the din, you're living the truth. Everybody speaks about the Yosef HaTzadik on the way to Mitzrayim, the good smell in the Nechais Sariv light. And Matan Scharin Shel Tzadikim, it seems almost funny, that's the Schar of Tzadikim, it smells nice, he's being kidnapped. But this Nekuda that we're Shayich to see Hashem's into us, to see Tzadikim are capable amidst Yisurim of experiencing and feeling, Hashem's mamish doing chesed to me, I feel such an outpouring of love for my tzibur. Of course Hashem wants us to feel these things. And then together with emunah and aida, but there are other things, I'm not so tzufrin, Hashem's working with me. Keliyata v'ideka le'kayre mecha. They have to go tzazamen, the two things. And coming from a Chanukah, to be a Chanukah, that's the recipe for golus. That's the recipe for days of winter, of storms, of gratitude. Of see the chesed, hold on to the chesed, absorb the chesed. And with an emunah on the things that there's also something called din and challenge. Hashem's working with us. He's bringing us places. The absorption of the chesed, the keliyat of Aideka, and the kayra of Mecca that have to go to Zaman. I was happy last night. Yitzchak sang a song. We sang together. I couldn't stop singing it the whole day. And everything I see, like Nordic Ashkacha, of course, as everything's Ashkacha. The whole Yantav, this is like an akud I was yoru to this year. that I want to live with more gratitude, and I was yairid that it needs amun. You have to work together. The two things, you mamish have to work together. Because you could say the word, be more appreciative to a can of soda. If I'm so troubled by difficult things, if I don't have emunah, it's working with me, then I could be present. The two things have to go together. You have to work on both tzamen. Then last night I said we're going to sing songs on thanking Hashem. And yet started, v'ani b'chastecha b'tachti, I have faith in your chesed. You want goodness for me. And even if I don't see the chesed, b'chastecha b'tachti, I have faith in the goodness. Yog yalibi b'shua secha, ken zayin even means now, before the Yeshua. Yog yalibi b'shua secha, even amidst the difficult times, I already like I'm excited about the Yeshua. They say such a pshat, b'emes gila, there's many expressions for simcha. They don't mean that they have to mean something different, the different kinds of simcha. I always like telling the guys in the yeshiva, a bachar, a nice young boy came to yeshiva. I asked him, what's the difference between Lashon Kodesh and English, if he knows. So, and I explained to the youngster, it's important to know, basic of Yiddishkeit. I told him, this is not a hand, it's only called a hand. There's not a table, it's only called a table. It's not a ceiling, it's called a ceiling. It's not a hand. It's nothing about the hand. It's called the hand. It's Haskam Asuma V'Uma. But I said, it is a yad. It's not called a yad. It's a Shema Etzem. It's not a way to... A dad, I'm called a dad. I am an Av. It's what I am. Shema Etzem. It's not a way to refer to it. In Allah, if you read the Megillah in English, you're Yaitzeh. But if you don't know what you're saying, you're not Yaitzeh. Because if you say hand and you don't know this what it means, you didn't say this at all. Because it's not a hand. If we say hand and we picture this, so it's called said. But if you read the Megillah Lashon Kodesh, you don't understand Yaitzeh. Because if you say Yad, you said this, whether you know what you said or not. But Lashon Kodesh is the Shema Etzem. That's what it is. It's a Yad. It's a Yodalad. The Ichor Koyach. It's a Yodalad. That's what it is. It's a Yodalad. All the Chevier who play basketball know on the hand, there are four fingers and one. This guy is different than these four. I've given up a finger to basketball. And if you hurt these four fingers, the game continues. You tape it to the next one, you're good to go. You don't even sit out a game. I hurt this finger, I was playing my novel a day later. Taped it to the next one, you're good to go. The thumb's a different kind of guy. You don't tape him to anybody. He's different. He works, he has a different position. It's your dalid. There's four and a little guy. That's mamish your dalid. It looks the way it is. It's a yad. It's not a yad. There are 14 knuckles in the thing. It's a your dalid. That's what it is. It's not a way to refer to it. It's a your dalid. That's what this thing is. So if there are many ways to say simcha, they have to be a different thing. Because if they were the same thing, it would be the same word. They're not like ways of referring. You could have 50 ways of saying happiness. It still all means happy. If there's gila and simcha, gila is not simcha. To translate it as happy is just a mistake. You don't know what... It's a brand of happiness that's gila. And rina is different than gila and different than simcha. And sasain is different than... They all have to be different. If they'd be the same, it would be the same word. By it being a different word, it means it's something different. So gila, ken zayin, the simcha of gila, is to be shocked by something. Surprise. Finding $100 in your pocket, that's like a gila. That's a gift. Cool. That's like a shock. It's something's megala. Something hits a surprise simcha. So then it's very difficult to understand. If that's true, you don't have to agree. If that's what gila is, a surprise joy. My son claims Rina. I was curious about Rina. My daughter's name is Rina. My son says that Rina is something difficult that became good at the end. It's a process thing. Any of that, like a merger work, do something difficult. Kumi Raini Balaila, Hazarim Bedima Birina. He says many rayas. He holds Rina as a happiness, something that was shver and it came out good, like it worked out. It's a joy of something. A person raises a child and like it's going shver. There's a Rina, Kumi Raini Balaila, specifically Laila difficulties, and your something work emerges good. That's a Raini Balaila. That's a my. What? Yeah. Such as that. He had like psukim after psukim that it sounds like this. Good. So let's assume gila. And this, you can't just make claims, but perhaps gila means an unexpected joy. If that's true, it's shver. I knew the chesed would come. So what's Yog Yalibi? You're not Gila. You knew it was going to come. It's the opposite. Yog Yalibi B'Shuasecha, you knew it was going to come. Now you could say the Yeshua is different than the Chesed. If the Chesed is the Yeshua, B'chastecha B'tachti, amidst difficult, I had faith. So what's Yog Yalibi? What are you acting so shocked when it comes? But if Yog Yalibi means now, he means B'chastecha B'tachti, I should have the Gila now. He's not saying now, I knew it was coming, and then when it comes, Yog Yalibi. Right now, when I grab on to B'tachin, I push it, get excited. He doesn't mean then you were ready B'tach. He means at the moment you get B'tachin, you could be excited about the Yeshua. It didn't even come yet. Yog Yalibi B'shuasech. Now, it does say Yog Yalibi, which means future, but it means I'm going to continuously, it's not a non-stop. Yog Yalibi B'shuasech. I'm just going to be continuous joy the rest of the way. At the moment I grab on to B'tachin. Yitzchak sang that song, so I want to sing that song. I want to be mechazek, coming from Chanukah, in Hakoras HaToiv, but it's Pasha to me, and these two Keliyat Ve'Dekla Kairai Mecha, the two have to go tzazaman. To be Makir Toiv, you have to have faith. If a person doesn't have faith, you can't make it. Rav Nachman is describing a shahakal that defeats Yavan. But a good shahakal, we have so many things on our minds. A guy, how's he going to, he can say it, but how, you need faith with it. There's a certain amount, and then you see the shahakal, you're excited. If you're in that space of emunah, and the challenge is it's hard, Hashem's working with me, then, oh, but Hashem, only where there's emunah on the kidnapping could you be excited about the good smell. They go to Zaman. If the kidnapping is horrible, nobody's getting excited about the good smell. And he's being kidnapped. He's in the middle of being kidnapped. You're not noticing the good smell. You're not being mevarach on the good smell. You're not being serious about it. But if there's a moon on the kidnapping, now each one works tzazamin. The good smell could allow for the moonah, but the moonah also allowed to appreciate. They both have to be there. Yet kariv ani b'chastecha.
Bechasdecho, botati, v'ani, bechasdecho, botati, Because the
Al-Das Rabbi, it takes 40 years to be Ayman Al-Das Rabbi. I remember my Rebbe speaking about Reb Miller, and he was admiring Reb Miller enjoying this world. And I remember him saying that I Nikana the Yeshiva Das that allowed him to enjoy this world. I don't know if I wasn't Ayman this year, Chanukah, look, and then I remember my Rebbe was saying that he's saying that. That the Hakaras HaTayv and the gratitude has to come to Zaman with the Amunah. And he was talking about Reb Miller and said that I'm a kind of the Yeshiva Das. There's a certain faith, a certain acceptance, a certain Shem, I'm in good hands that allows for the Hakaras HaTayv, that allows the absorption of the Coke. And to Zaman, if you're good hands, then a person, Geschmack, there's. Those two things together, the Rebbeinu Shem should give us all siyata d'shmaya, all of us, to taka have the emuna. We want to be ma'aminim. We are ma'aminim. There's tremendous emuna in the heart of a yid to have that yeshiva das that emuna brings. That says, amen, we could be makat toiv, and the akaras toiv helps the emuna helps the akaras toiv. The keliyat v'edek l'karimeka. It says, amen. It's interesting. A chaver of mine pointed out a davar nifla. He pointed out that Yosef HaTzadik, when he reveals himself, the pasuk says Lo Yachol Yosef L'Sapik. He couldn't hold out. And a chaver of mine pointed out every zach in the Torah is so exact. Yosef's the one who always could hold out. Yosef's the one in Mitzrayim is the epitome of holding him. Vayimayim. Of not. He could hold out. And here, Yosef, who's the Shvit Sadik, who's able to hold out, here is Lo Yochel L'Sapik. What brings it that Yosef Mamish can't? Now, this, like, the one who's so capable of holding in over here, he can't hold in, is he sees Yehuda. He sees the Achrayas of Yehuda. And that moves Yosef at Sadik. I was excited. Years ago, there's a Ben Torah who learned in the yeshiva, put Svarim out, beautiful Svarim, he has a sefer on brachas, I'm the Shvayim from. There's Rav Yaakov Hillel Goodman, learned in yeshiva, is a Talmud Chacham of Ben Torah, writes beautiful Svarim on the Yom Tov, and he put out a sefer on brachas, beautiful sefer. So he was laning, and I got the aliyah, and being a chassid shiyid, I pay a lot of attention to aliyahs. If you're called up to the Torah, it's Ashkocha, you're called up. So then the Torah Hashem's always talking to us. But if they said, Yamai Daniel Pinchas, and they said, come, I want to read you this, so then I'm mamish going to pay more. Try to pay attention to the whole laning. But Chach, when you're called to read the Torah, so it's saying, so I like paying attention. And he was laning Yaakov Hill Goodman, and he read something at the bottom of the page. When when the guy has to turn the page, when the Balkaira, and you need to move one column over, he always needs you to help him out. You as getting the Ali, you turn a little, and he rolls it, and together you move over one column. He started like moving over. I was like, just go, I'm not with you, I'm staying at this column. And I froze my laning, and it's the middle of Levi, but I was done. My Ali was done. I read my three psukim. I wasn't going further. The words hit me stark. And Yehuda says, "Ki eich ele lovi banari nenuiti." How can I face my father and the kids not with me? The nar. And I saw a mayor of Parmishlan said the same thing on this pasuk. He said, "Anoyer nenuitanu the chiyuv to bring our children, to bring our youth with us. How do we face Hashem and He's not with us?" I saw the pasuk and it was very, very stark. Eich ele lovi. How can I face my father banari nenuiti? And the child's not with me. Just dump him off, drop him, throw him away. You can't come to the tat and the nar's not with you. The achrayis, the sense of responsibility. And when Yosef HaTzadik sees Yehuda's achrayis, when he sees the achrayis, anoichi arvenu, He says there's no way, and he faces up to Yosef. Then Imam, she can't hold in anymore. That Achrayus is what ultimately Yosef Megal himself, the Achrayus of Yehuda, that he says, Eichel Alavi, it can't be. I'm not willing. How can I face my father, my Narinenu? Iti Achrayus. I was Mekabel Achrayus for this one. I have Achrayus, as every Yid has for one another. Once my Midar Sinai, the Achrayus by Yehuda was a Chiddush, it was before Kabbalah Satayra. After his call Yisrael HaRev, we all are Yehuda. We all have that Hischaivus of Yehuda. And this line of Eich El Elav Anarin Enu Iti, and when Yehuda lives up to that line, Achrayus, I've been Mekabel Achrayus, the responsibility for his brother, so then La Yachal Yosef L'Sapik. Then already there's Yosef's Megal, and already comes this is from the turning points of the Yeshua. Yosef reveals himself, becomes the first Melech Al Yisrael, and starts in motion the matzav that at least Yosef already brings. He saves Shevet Levi. Already the Aschala, really, of the Gula, of Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the things that come start here. But what brings La Yachal Yosef L'Sapik to start a turning point, better things in the Gullus, is this Achrayus of Yehuda, that Yehuda lives with responsibility, that turns it around. Everybody knows the Maral. I wanted to, because we're coming off a Yantiv of Akar Satoiv, I wanted to speak out the Maral. All of us know that when they see each other, when Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef, So Chazal bring to us that Yaakov Avinu says Kriyashma. Let's read the pasuk. Vayaseh Yosef Markavtoi Vayal Likras Yisrael Aviv Goishna Vayere Love Yipol Tzavarev. It only speaks about Yosef. Vayev Kal Tzavarev Yoid. Yosef's crying. Yosef appears to his father. So what's Yaakov Avinu doing? So we all know the Chazal that Rashi brings. Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriyashma. Aval Yaakov Leinafel Al Tzavari Yosef Leinashkei Vam Rabbi Seinu Shoy Kriyashma. Yaakov Avinu is saying Kriyashma. The Maral says here that the Pshat Yaakov saying Kriyashma is that he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, such a good Besuri, does Tshuva. He's Mechazik, his relationship to Hashem. In such gratitude, his son's alive. His son is Oymed B'tzidgoy. Oyd Yosef Chai is Oymed B'tzidgoy. And Yaakov, upon experiencing, it's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, he gets closer to Hashem. I think this Nekuda, there's a tremendous desire for tshuva when people go through difficult things. When there's a difficulty, there's an outpour, Kabbalah and tshuva. The ikker pressure, the ikker nekuda that's supposed to fuel change and aliyah is gratitude. The whole Sefer Chayvus Halvavos, who describes the Adam HaSholem as a person who experiences Chesed Hashem and that fuels Avodas Hashem, that fuels the Kriyashma. A Yid ben Olam Haba is Saimich Gula L'Tfila. That's a ben Olam Haba. We're learning brachas in yeshiva. A Saimich Gula L'Tfila is the pshat. Goal Yisrael is I'm absorbed the kindness of Hashem. And what's it? Geirim? Service of Hashem. Tfila. Hachnat Hashem. Service of Avoida. It's Geirim Avoida. Yeah, this is the Spitz way, the way it's supposed to be. A Yid experiences Chesed. And the Yid does tshuva, becomes bigger. We're very used to Reb Miller was upset. Reb Miller would speak about this. They once wanted to make a big asifa for the singles. Reb Miller said, it's taka problem. But he said, I won't join the asifa for the singles until there's a big gathering of Shevach Vaidat Hashem for all the children, the ribui of children we have. There are a lot of singles. They were born a long time ago. So where's the asifa? And Miller was saying something. He felt that there wasn't enough, and this was his mission. He was speaking to Yidden about gratitude, about absorbing the Chesed Hashem, but being present to it, being present. Shlomo Guri told me a pshat in Hallel a couple of years ago that made a big impression. David HaMelech says, Ma'ashiv L'Hashem, how do I repay Hashem? And Pashtus, part of the question is, Kol Tagmulahi Aloi, for all the kindnesses that he gives us. But Shlomo said we put the comma, it's in the wrong place. Ma'ashav Lashem is the end of the question. And the answer is kol tag loy yoloy. I'm going to absorb more. What Hashem wants us, be present to the kindnesses. Let it be chal, let it be a notice, like pay attention to the kindnesses. There's intention, I made it for you. Pay attention to the kindnesses. Kol tag loy yoloy. That's the answer tomorrow. That's what Hashem wants us to be attuned and tentative to the kindnesses that He sends to us. Many times I've spoke here about this. Every morning in the brachas we say, "But Hashem sha'asa li kol tzarki." The li is completely extra. Sha'asa kol tzarki. Hashem provides all my needs. That means to me, if He provides my needs and gives it to you, He's not providing my needs. The li is completely extra. Sha'asa kol tzarki. Hashem provides my needs. You don't need to say provides me my needs. If He provides it to you, then He's not providing my needs. So what's the li? And the pshat is that li, we often get things that wasn't meant for us. Nobody was thinking about us. I picture a guy walks in a big dining room. The cook wasn't thinking about him. He made a lot of food. I remember shortly after the chasna experiencing when you had a meal, somebody like, you come from yeshiva, and the cook is a good guy, you know, he's making food. But he didn't think of, I remember the feeling, my wife like made this, you look at the food, it was like cooked for me. It's like very overwhelming. It's like, what? It's like a very amazing chesed. That's everything we get from Hashem. Sha'asa li kol tzarki. Mamish. It wasn't like He put stuff in the world and anybody, you know, you take. He made it for me. There was kavana. Sha'asa li kol was made for me. It was made for me intention. That this was this pashat Hashem. There's an interaction with Hashem. This is where Reb Nachman meant that the shakol niyeh b'dvarei brings down yavan. The Yid Mamish interacting with Hashem, the glass of cocoa is Mamish made for me. There's a tremendous ava there, there's a tremendous connection there. The ikar impetus for tshuva and for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Yaakov Avinu has a chesed Hashem in his face. He does a tshuva, he becomes bigger, he absorbs and is present to the chesed of Hashem. He has a strong, that's the ikar goyrim of tshuva in a person's life. Kenzai, a person doesn't wake up from the chesed, they need other zachin. Rahman al-Atslan. But it should be, the Rabbeinu Shem should be mezak all of us. We should be present to the chesed of Hashem. It should be chal, aloy, it should be chal on us. We should be excited by the chesed of Hashem. We should be noticing of the chesed of Hashem. And it should be goyim, a tremendous gratitude, a feeling of closeness, a kesher to Hashem. It was designed for us. It was designed for us. It was wanted. I spoke out to the chever, the Sfas Emes, that it says, whoever eats the Gemara and brachas without a bracha is geizel from Hashem. And we said the Rashi. The Rashi says it doesn't mean he was geizel the food. The food Hashem gave us. Haaretz Nasan Levem doesn't say bevad that you make a bracha. It's given to us, even if you don't make a bracha. The bracha is to chap, and Hashem just wants us to live with the reality that I really wanted it for you. I mamish want you to have this. I'm like being mischachas with you. I want you to have it. Reb Nachman Kiyadua, when he would bench, besides benching, would speak to Hashem how good the food was. Say to Hashem, he would speak. Whatever language, Ukrainian, Russian, he would say to Hashem, Hashem, the fish was so tasty. The cholent. He would speak out all the dishes. He'd go through. The cholent was so good. The soup. Mamish. He would go specific on the dishes to Hashem. He was chapping. Reb Miller famously, his apple he ate every day, would talk about the crunch and the delicious taste, and you did it for me, Hashem, and he would become close to Hashem. So the Rabbanu Shem Shemim Mizak us all, the Hakaras HaTov, that we've had a whole yantav of Lohaydis Lahalal, he should give us the Amunah, the Menuchas HaNefesh, that we could be calm and present to mamish absorb the kindness of Hashem. We say like a new fresh Shema each time, each chesed, like a greater service, a greater awareness of his avatars. There's a yid I'm close to for a long time, who's an older yid, who's a big Baal Avodah. Somebody who works very hard in Avodah Hashem, hard, he has a chabura. He's a big masmid, he's a big person. And he described, this yid told me, after years of Avodah, I see the ikker thing in my life is that if I'm present to the Ava Hashem constantly is pouring at me, like the Avodah flows from there. So when I'm present to the kindness of Hashem, and I'm aware of it and feeling it, he said, like my avodah like flows naturally from me, just like comes out of us when I'm present to the kindness of Hashem. So the lights of the Ner Chanukah should continue to be a guiding light for us all. It should continue to be meyer uchayshech. Golus has a hester and a chayshech, but it should be meyer for us, a tremendous light of the chesed Hashem. Even the chayshech is only Hashem working with us, and we should be very present to the kindness. Yet, if we could sing Keliyat Avodecha.
Yato v'yoydeko v'yeloikai haroi nemeko v'keile yato v'yoydeko
listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.